Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Read through the notes below and complete them by filling in the gaps with the exact words you hear. Gap 0 is an example. Now read the notes.
So that idea you just heard Susan talk about of governments putting policies in place to solve this problem, that's what's known as the right to repair. Right to repair is a movement, this concept that if you own something, you should have access to the information, the tools, the parts, the software needed to fix it yourself, or you should be able to take it to a repair expert of your choice to get it fixed. So not just the original manufacturer, but an independent repair shop. And another big part of right to repair is requiring things to be made in a way that they don't break as often, and when they do, they are repairable.
What a good idea. Right. You wouldn't have an appliance with this critical piece made out of plastic that can't be replaced.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to introduce you to someone who lives and breathes this stuff.
I have tried to repair my broken stuff with mixed results, I'll be honest.
So that's Alyssa Centovani. She's an assistant professor at Western University, and she's been doing research on the right to repair since about 2017. One of her personal successes was replacing a battery in a laptop, and she felt really good about that. And she encourages people to do what they can to fix their own stuff or find help at repair cafes or repair shops. But
sometimes I feel like maybe we put a little bit too much pressure or responsibility on individuals. This is a collective problem. It should be solved and needs to be solved at a collective or structural level.
It does feel as if the problem has become worse. Things are more breakable than they used to be, it seems. Does Alyssa agree with that?
She does, yeah. She said there's been a long-term trend of manufacturers prioritizing more sales instead of long-term durability of goods. And this is really ramped up lately with increased computerization.
Things that we normally wouldn't expect to be, you know, highly sophisticated or computerized, things like, you know, home appliances, our cars, things like that are now full of little bits of computer code. And these are the things that are making it difficult to repair. The sophistication and the fact that, you know, computer code is embedded in it, which triggers copyright related protections.
Copyright is one of the reasons appliances are less repairable these days?
Yes, it is. But there are potential solutions to that. And one of them is underway here in Canada right now. There's a bill that just days ago passed unanimously in the House of Commons. Bill C-244, the Act to Amend the Copyright Act, is going to be winding its way through the Senate now. And if it passes, it would allow individuals or third-party repair companies to break digital locks and get into those appliances and devices to make software fixes.
Now, this is notable in a House of Commons that we know is so deeply divided that everybody got behind this legislation. I think a few of those MPs have had some broken appliances
maybe
too. But it still could take a while for it to make its way through the Senate.
It could, yeah. Alyssa is hoping, though, that it happens soon. She's a bit concerned that if there's an election, that it could just die before it passes. And there's more that Alyssa wants to see the government do.
I'd love to see some changes to competition law that would sort of wind back some of the, what I would call, anti-competitive strategies that some manufacturers are using.
So one example of what she's talking about is when manufacturers restrict access to replacement parts or schematics or tools, and that means independent repair shops can't fix those products. So that means you've got to go back to the manufacturer and pay whatever they want to charge to fix your device.
So then, Rachel, what does the federal government say about calls for more right to repair policies beyond the Copyright Act?
Well, I did email the Department of Innovation, Science and Economic Development, and it said, quote, the government is undertaking pre-consultation work on right to repair, unquote. It said the government is aiming to introduce a larger right to repair framework in 2024, and that might include measures at the provincial and territorial levels as well.
Well, okay, so on the provincial level, there is new legislation in Quebec, right?
That's right. Yeah. A few weeks ago, the government enacted Bill 29 in Quebec. That's aimed at protecting consumers from planned obsolescence and at promoting durability, repairability, and maintenance of goods. Now, Alyssa thinks it might be a bit complicated to prove planned obsolescence. That's this idea that companies might be deliberately designing products to be flimsy. But she says the bill does other things as well.
Bill 29 introduces a brand new warranty, which is called the warranty of good working order for certain kinds of goods. And this is really about just like basic standards of quality.
Now, are there similar laws happening elsewhere in the world?
There are, yes. And we're going to hear about that next. But before we get to that, a few parting words from Alyssa.
I hear from a lot of people who are really, really frustrated with the fact that their things break, that they can't be fixed easily. You know, they spend a lot of money purchasing something they expect to last and it just doesn't last. And I would say, I feel your pain. There are people who are working on trying to fix the issue. I would say in terms of getting involved with, you know, your local MPs or politicians, let them know that this is an important issue to you.
Yeah, that's right. Get involved. That makes good sense, too. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
And we'll be right back.
Now, listen again.
So that idea you just heard Susan talk about of governments putting policies in place to solve this problem, that's what's known as the right to repair. Right to repair is a movement, this concept that if you own something, you should have access to the information, the tools, the parts, the software needed to fix it yourself. Or you should be able to take it to a repair expert of your choice to get it fixed. So not just the original manufacturer, but an independent repair shop. And another big part of right to repair is requiring things to be made in a way that they don't break as often. And when they do, they are repairable.
What a good idea.
Right.
You wouldn't have an appliance with this critical piece made out of plastic that can't be replaced.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to introduce you to someone who lives and breathes this stuff.
I have tried to repair my broken stuff with mixed results, I'll be honest.
So that's Alyssa Centovani. She's an assistant professor at Western University, and she's been doing research on the right to repair since about 2017. One of her personal successes was replacing a battery in a laptop, and she felt really good about that. And she encourages people to do what they can to fix their own stuff or find help at repair cafes or repair shops. But
Sometimes I feel like maybe we put a little bit too much pressure or responsibility on individuals. This is a collective problem. It should be solved and needs to be solved at a collective or structural level.
It does feel as if the problem has become worse. Things are more breakable than they used to be, it seems. Does Alyssa agree with that?
She does, yeah. She said there's been a long-term trend of manufacturers prioritizing more sales instead of long-term durability of goods. And this is really ramped up lately with increased computerization.
Things that we normally wouldn't expect to be, you know, highly sophisticated or computerized, things like, you know, home appliances, our cars, things like that are now full of little bits of computer code. And these are the things that are making it difficult to repair. The sophistication and the fact that, you know, computer code is embedded in it, which triggers copyright related protections.
Copyright is one of the reasons appliances are less repairable these days?
Yes, it is. But there are potential solutions to that. And one of them is underway here in Canada right now. There's a bill that just days ago passed unanimously in the House of Commons. Bill C-244, the act to amend the Copyright Act, is going to be winding its way through the Senate now. And if it passes, it would allow individuals or third-party repair companies to break digital locks and get into those appliances and devices to make software fixes.
Now, this is notable in a House of Commons that we know is so deeply divided that everybody got behind this legislation. I think a few of those MPs have had some broken appliances,
maybe,
too. But it still could take a while for it to make its way through the Senate.
It could, yeah. Alyssa is hoping, though, that it happens soon. She's a bit concerned that if there's an election, that it could just die before it passes. And there's more that Alyssa wants to see the government do.
I'd love to see some changes to competition law that would sort of wind back some of the, what I would call, anti-competitive strategies that some manufacturers are using.
So one example of what she's talking about is when manufacturers restrict access to replacement parts or schematics or tools, and that means independent repair shops can't fix those products. So that means you've got to go back to the manufacturer and pay whatever they want to charge to fix your device.
So then, Rachel, what does the federal government say about calls for more right to repair policies beyond the Copyright Act?
Well, I did email the Department of Innovation, Science and Economic Development, and it said, quote, the government is undertaking pre-consultation work on right to repair, unquote. It said the government is aiming to introduce a larger right to repair framework in 2024, and that might include measures at the provincial and territorial levels as well.
Well, so on the provincial level, there is new legislation in Quebec, right?
That's right. Yeah. A few weeks ago, the government enacted Bill 29 in Quebec. That's aimed at protecting consumers from planned obsolescence and at promoting durability, repairability, and maintenance of goods. Now, Alyssa thinks it might be a bit complicated to prove planned obsolescence. That's this idea that companies might be deliberately designing products to be flimsy. But she says the bill does other things as well.
Bill 29 introduces a brand new warranty, which is called the Warranty of Good Working Order for certain kinds of goods. And this is really about just like basic standards of quality.
Now, are there similar laws happening elsewhere in the world?
There are, yes. And we're going to hear about that next. But before we get to that, a few parting words from Alyssa.
I hear from a lot of people who are really, really frustrated with the fact that their things break, that they can't be fixed easily. You know, they spend a lot of money purchasing something they expect to last and it just doesn't last. And I would say, I feel your pain. There are people who are working on trying to fix the issue. I would say in terms of getting involved with, you know, your local MPs or politicians, let them know that this is an important issue to you.
Yeah, that's right. Get involved. That makes good sense, too. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
And we'll be right back.
This is the end of task 2.